Well, Alex, since the first day we talked to you, you said you're always going to battle. And that certainly was a game where you had to battle. I know it didn't go your way to start in the third period. You must have stopped three or four breakaways. Would you agree that was just a battle all night?
Yeah, it was just one of those games, you know. I mean, like I've said from the day I got here, there's going to be ups and downs and there's going to be adversity both ways. And so when there's good times, you have to try to remain even. And when, you know, you lose a game and you wish you could have played better, you got to remain even as well. So, just got to move forward and continue to try to do the same things and keep a good attitude and feel somewhat fortunate. We got a point tonight. I think that that's positive. We could have easily left that game without a point tonight. So now we just have to regroup and reset, and we got big games coming up.
Seems like special teams definitely was the difference in this hockey game, both penalty kill and power play.
They were just they're a very dangerous team. I was extremely impressed with their offensive capability. It took me by surprise, to be honest, how good their game was. So, not that we took them for granted by any means, but it's just we don't see them very often, and you know, and they're a very dangerous team, and like as always, just wish you could make another save or two and be 5-10% sharper for the boys, and that's just how the game goes sometimes.
You make the big save on the Kreider breakaway and on Harkins too when he cuts in. What did it say when the team ends up taking those saves and coming back and getting a lead there?
Yeah, well, I think you guys saw the kind of fight we have, and dating back to the Tampa game a couple weeks ago there, and I think this team is probably pretty comfortable in high event games. It's good. It's a good sign. Just wish I could have made another save, and it's going to chew at me for sure. But this part of the game, there's going to be ups and downs, and so we just have to move forward.
What did you see on the play in overtime? Terry kind of comes in on the angle on
it. Yeah, he's had a couple. I've had a couple breakaways against him now, and he's just he's such an elusive breakaway guy. When guys can get it that close and then get it up top there, he's a dangerous player, but for me, every shot's stoppable as well, you know. And so I try to take that mentality and just got to go back and maybe just think of a different way to approach it or a different way, you know. There's a million different sliding scale switches. So, disappointed, but happy that appreciate the boys that they battled back and we got a point out of it.
Especially disappointed too. You weren't able to tie the NHL record for consecutive wins on the road either. I know you want to win and you wanted to win for the team, but still, you know, a win would have accomplished that also.
Yeah, you know, it's not about me. This season has been a whirlwind, and that stat is as much of a credit to the guys as it is to me. So it's been obviously a fun stretch on the road here. Yeah, you know, you don't even think about that when you're in the moment. You don't realize how they're stacking up, but it's all right. It's all good. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. Just got to move forward, and that's the life of a goalie is having a short memory and trying to be better next time.
After this last big road trip of the season, what's the level of excitement to get back in your own bed, but also in front of that home crowd again?
Yeah, for sure. Always awesome to get back, it's been a quick road trip, but it's been a difficult road trip. I think we've had, 4-6 here, 4-7. So, for sure excited to get home. Got a long flight tonight, as we all do. Like I said, just got to regroup and kind of flush it and move forward and just try to be a little bit better.